Turner Oxley certifies that on the day of the arrest, in accordance with the law, she inquired into the circumstances surrounding the death of the above-mentioned person, caused an examination and identification to be made of the body, and found that the deceased was named Alexis Carpenter, a female, age about 17, that she came to her death on the same day of the arrest, and that was caused by head wound, mode. Given under my hand the same day of by anatomic summary. 1. 17-year-old female found dead in basement of family home and was pronounced dead at the scene of at 1723 by paramedics. Body was found by physical pieces of wood at the scene. There is evidence of traumatic injuries and evidence of 2. Blunt force trauma. A. Full body front side bruising. 1. Face, greater than 75% stenosis, severe. 2. Neck, greater than 90% stenosis, severe. 3. Upper anterior chest, 30 to 40% stenosis, proximal. 4. Lower body, 20 to 30% stenosis. B. Perpendicular cusped veins found on both wrists. Moderate bruising. Gallbladder cholelithiasis, no evidence of obstruction. 4. Gallbladder cholesterolosis. 5. Moderate decomposition changes. 6. Urine dipstick negative for glucose. 7. Status post-fixation hardware to right upper extremity, remote. 8. Several fatal traumatic injuries. A. B. Extreme bruising found on neck area, near fully constricted. C. Traumatic damage to the lungs. 9. See separate toxicology report. Circumstances. See investigator's report, form number 3. External examination. The body is identified by toe tags and is that of an unembalmed, refrigerated teen female Caucasian who appears about the reported age of 17 years. The body weighs 120 pounds, measures 67 inches, and is malnourished. The general appearance of the skin is as diagrammed on Form 20. The skin is heavily bruised and has minor lacerations around both wrists. There appears to be moderate lacerations across the back. There are thick superficial red tan probable postmortem aberrations on both ankles and posterolateral forearms. Numerous tan brown freckles are noted to the skin. Full body striae are noted. The face and neck have a constricted appearance with intermittent contact pallor, and the constricted appearance extends focally to the upper anterior chest. Tattoos are not present. Rigor has presumably been altered. Liver modus is posterior and blanches to pressure. The head is normocephalic and covered by long brown wavy hair. There is no balding. Mustache and beard are absent. There is a snake at the back of the head that runs through the head. Examination of the mixed eye reveals iris that appears to be hazel in color and sclerae that are non-ecteric by congested. There are no petechial hemorrhages of the conjunctivae of one lid and is present in the other. Separated from the body and is completely pierced through. The oronasal passages are unobstructed. The nasal septum is intact. Upper and lower teeth are present. Dentures are not present. There is intense deformity of the neck. There is no abnormal movement with range of motion testing. The chest is symmetric. There is no increased anterior posterior diameter. There are moderate lacerations on the upper posterior of the back. Otherwise, the abdomen is not unusual. The genitalia are those of an adult female. The external genitalia are without trauma or lesions. The extremities show no edema, joint deformity, abnormal mobility, non-therapeutic punctures, or needle tracks. Evidence of therapeutic intervention. There's no evidence of any previous recent hospitalization. No medical appliances are present at the time of examination. There is no evidence of recent surgical procedures. No discrete signs of cardiopulmonary resuscitation are appreciated. There is no evidence of oral surgery. Fixation hardware in the right upper extremity is seen on X-ray. No organs are missing. There has not been postmortem intervention for organ procurement. Evidence of traumatic injuries. Severe bruising of the full frontal body indicates intense trauma. Cause of death is due to fatal head wound. Impalement one of right eye goes completely through the head. Clothing. The body was clothed in a black t-shirt and overalls. Initial incision. The body cavities are entered through the standard coronal incision and the standard Y-shaped incisions. No foreign material is present in the mouth, upper airway, and trachea. Neck. The neck organs are removed en bloc with the tongue. No lesions are present. There is intense trauma of the gingiva, lips, and oral mucosa demonstrated. There is no edema of the larynx. Both hyoid larynx are fractured. There is evidence of hemorrhage in the adjacent throat organs, investing fascia, strep muscles, thyroid, and visceral fascia. There are severe prevertebral fascial hemorrhages. The tongue, when sectioned, shows neural trauma. Chest abdominal cavity. Both pleural cavities contain significant amounts of blood and fluids, but no adhesions. The parietal pleura is intact. The lungs are constricted. The soft tissues of the thoracic and abdominal walls show early mild postmortem softening, discoloration, and crepitation. The subcutaneous fat of the abdominal wall measures 5.7 centimeters and the chest wall measures 2.9 centimeters. The breasts are examined in the usual manner and show no abnormality. The organs of the abdominal cavity have a normal arrangement and none are absent. There's no fluid collection. The peritoneal cavity is without evidence of peritonitis. There are no adhesions. Systemic and organ review. Musculoskeletal system. Severe fractures on nearly all bones. Cardiovascular system. Within the pericardial sac, there is a large amount of strange fluid. Respiratory system. The right lung weighs 200 grams, the left lung weighs 200 grams, both severely underweight. Gastrointestinal system. There is severe necrosis and trauma. The hepatobiliary system. There are liver ways. There is no evidence of obstruction. Urinary system. The urine is tested by the dipstick method, and the results are for general system, female. The cervix and vagina have a normal appearance for the age. There is no trauma. Hemolymphatic system. Endocrine system. Special census. The right eye has been separated from the body and it was further dissected, and severe amounts of the eye was embedded with sphere. The middle and inner ears are not dissected. Head and central nervous system. Severe hemorrhage. Impel hole through the 16 millimeters in diameter. Spinal cord. Not dissected. Histologic sections. Representative sections of various organs are preserved in two storage jars in 10% formalin. No sections were submitted for slides. Toxicology. Bile, blood, liver tissue, stomach contents, urine, and vitreous humor have been submitted to the lab. A comprehensive screen was requested. A vacuum intact EDTA purple top tube was collected as a typing specimen. Special procedures. None. Photography. As seen photographs are available, 20 photographs have been taken prior to and during the course of the autopsy. Photographs taken table side include photographs of the Y incision and reflected anterior neck to demonstrate trauma and representative sections of the full body trauma. Radiology. The body is fluoroscoped and X-rays are taken, 11, of the head, neck, torso, and right upper extremity. The right upper extremity has fixation hardware present at the forearm. Witnesses. Jack Carpenter and Joanne Carpenter were both present during the incident. Diagrams used. Diagram form number 16 and 20 were used during the performance of the autopsy. The diagrams are not intended to be facsimiles. Opinion. The decedent died due to head wound. Blunt force trauma is listed as a contributing condition. Significant trauma of the neck and face, lacerations on the back, and wrist cuts suggest domestic violence and foul play. Based on the history and circumstances, as currently known, the manner of death may not be accidental. Deputy Medical Examiner.
I'm not